This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on March the 8th, 2007. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The open session of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, March 8, 2007 will come to order. I am presiding over the meeting today in the absence of the chairman, who is not able to be here for personal reasons. Before we get to the minutes and our formal agenda, I want to note, because I couldn't fail to note, that this is the last meeting at which former Chairman Toner will serve as a member of the Federal Election Commission. For the last more than 5 years, he's been a colleague and friend to me, and indeed to every commissioner with whom he served. He is an attentive administrator, a lawyer's lawyer, and particularly in his term as chairman, he led the commission through some very difficult administrative challenges and some complex legal issues with equal skill. He exercised good judgment, sound discretion, and a real goal-oriented focus that helped to lead the commission in the resolution of some very difficult issues. The rulemakings that we completed in 2006 were probably the most significant in the Commission's history that weren't enacted because of a direct legislative mandate. The enforcement cases that we concluded in 2006 are, by probably a couple of measures, the most significant ever concluded in terms of the penalty size and the legal significance of the issues that we were dealing with. Those cases are not likely to be rivaled anytime soon. I think all of us feel sometimes that this can be a thankless or at least thanks short job, that making difficult policy choices and exacting contentious settlements in enforcement cases often doesn't win you friends either way. And so I want to assure the former chairman that he has our thanks and best wishes as he embarks on the next portion of his career. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Your remarks are very kind, and I want to thank all of my colleagues for their patience with me over the years and good cheer and terrific work. And all of the staff here at the commission, it really has been a privilege to serve here during the last 5 years, particularly with all the legal changes that we've been contending with and the tremendous progress we've made in so many different areas. It's been a real privilege for me. I'm not very good at this kind of thing, so I'll be very brief, but I do want to personally thank my team who's been with me and did such a great job. Ann Reel, who's been with me every day I've been here, and literally every step of the way, a tremendous public servant who has been with the commission since the early 1980s, and the agency is very much the better for it. Also want to thank Melissa Lorenza, who has moved on to much greener pastures, but who did tremendous work in many different areas, particularly in the rulemaking side of things, and really worked tirelessly in that endeavor, particularly the work that we did last year on the coordination rulemaking and the internet rulemaking. And I also want to thank Stephanie Wolfson, who served with me and worked with me when I was chairman and vice chairman, and also for a little bit of time this year, and did a terrific job while she was here. But Mr. Vice Chairman, thank you for your kind remarks. I will miss everyone a great deal. It was an honor to have a chance to work here, and I know that the agency is in terrific shape and is doing great things and will continue to do so in the future. Thank you.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also wanted to say something from our side of the table. When I got here, Michael was already here, although we've always been considered paired. We're in paired terms. And one of the first things that Michael said to me when I came here, since I came in the odd posture of immediately going to the leadership of my side, and I got to make these kind of decisions, he said, "Why don't you put yourself on the regs committee?" And foolishly or not, I did that, and Michael and I served on the regs committee together for most of our tenure here. And obviously there were many issues that we did not come at from the same perspective walking in the door, but what I most appreciate about Michael is that he always was willing to roll up his sleeves. We'd sit down and get the pads out and the papers and start scribbling on them, and somehow starting out from different perspectives, we managed to find some place in between that we could both live with, and I really appreciate the fact that in all those disagreements, there was very little anger expressed. It was always done with good spirit and good faith and a great deal of grace. And I've enjoyed working with you personally, and I wish you the very best going forward. I know that the skills that you brought to the commission that allowed you to be very successful here will stand you in very good stead as you go off to the private sector. I thought about reading a poem, but I'm saving that for the farewell party.
Thank you, Commissioner.
All right.
May I just say a word, too?
Commissioner Walt?
I just want to say, as a new member of the commission, that my first experience of a chairman was of you, and that it was really one of the greatest pleasures of walking in the door was having the opportunity to have you as a chair. And the courtesy you extended to me and as a novice, and the way you were willing to serve as not only a mentor but an educator on how a chairman ought to be, and the civility that you conducted yourself throughout, some very difficult decisions, both regarding how we conduct our own affairs internally and the rulemaking issues and the litigation, was really a great display of leadership. And I'll always remember that and respect you for it. It was a great honor to be on the commission while you were chair.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Commissioner Ron Spakowski.
All right, I'll take the final step. I want to say... Chairman Toners? Emma Reedus now, right? I want to thank you for all the help that you gave to me also when I first came on. Edmund Burke, who was a great English statesman and a great friend to what would become the United States, even during the Revolution, once said that your representative owes you, in talking about public servants, not just his industry, but also his judgment, and that he betrays instead of serves you if he sacrifices his judgment to your opinion. And I want to tell you that the one thing I've always saw, no matter what we were dealing with, regulatory rulemakings, enforcement cases, was that you always applied your best judgment in trying to figure out what would be the best outcome for the American public and our whole democratic system, and sometimes taking positions that might engender unfair criticism in the press. And that taught me a very, very valuable lesson, and I want to thank you also for your many years of public service here. Thanks.
And the first formal item on our agenda is correction and approval of the minutes. Mr. Walther.
Mr. Chairman, I move for the approval of the minutes for March 1st, 2007, as set forth in agenda document 0718.
Commissioner Walther has moved approval of the minutes. All in favor will say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion passes by vote 5-0 with myself, Commissioner Toner, Commissioner Von Spakovsky, Commissioner Weintraub, and Commissioner Walther in favor, and the chairman absent, as previously noted. The next item on our agenda is Advisory Opinion 2007-01, for which we have received an extension of time from the requester, and that matter will be held over. And following that is Advisory Opinion 2007-02, the Arizona Libertarian Party, by Warren Severin, Treasurer, Agenda Document 0715, and presenting is Tony Buckley from the Council's office. Mr. Buckley.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. The Arizona Libertarian Party, by its Treasurer, has requested the Advisory Opinion before you in Agenda Document 07-15. The request seeks recognition of the Arizona Libertarian Party as a state party committee of the National Libertarian Party. The draft concludes that, based on the evidence provided, the Arizona Libertarian Party qualifies as a state party committee. This conclusion is based on the facts that the National Libertarian Party qualifies as a political party, the Arizona Libertarian Party is part of the official Libertarian Party structure, and the Arizona Libertarian Party is responsible for the day-to-day operation of the Libertarian Party at the state level. Since the filing of the request, the Arizona Libertarian Party has amended its statement of organization and designated a new treasurer. Accordingly, we request that the commission authorize us to make any necessary and conforming amendments to the draft. Thank you, and I'd be happy to address any questions you have.
Is there discussion? Commissioner Walther.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of Advisory Opinion 2007-02 as set forth in Agenda Document 0715 and authorize OGC to make any necessary technical and conforming changes.
You've heard Commissioner Walther's motion. Any discussion? All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes by the vote of all five commissioners present. Next item on the agenda is the report of the Audit Division on Kucinich for president. We have Henry Miller, Wanda Thomas, and Joe Stoltz from the Audit Division Staff Director's Office, Delaney Painter, and Lorenzo Holloway from the Office of General Counsel, and a late submitted document. Commissioner Walther.
Mr. Chairman, I move for suspension of the rules for timely submission of documents to consider Agenda Document 0716A.
Heard the motion. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes by the vote of all five commissioners present. Mr. Miller.
Good morning. I'll be presenting the audit report on Kucinich for president. It contains five findings. Finding one is net outstanding campaign obligations. A review of the committee's financial activity and estimated winding down costs through June 30, 2007 indicates that the committee did not receive matching fund payments in excess of the candidate's entitlement. Finding two, costs associated with continuing to campaign. The candidate continued to campaign after his date of ineligibility. We determined that while continuing the campaign, the committee paid expenses that exceeded the private contributions received by $454,015. As a result, the committee must make pro rata repayment to the U.S. Treasury in the amount of $135,518. We recommend that the commission determine that $135,518 is repayable to the U.S. Treasury. Findings 3, 4, and 5 are Title II findings, and each was addressed in the Kucinich Committee's response to the preliminary audit report. Finding 3 was misstatement of financial activity. Finding 4 was itemization of contributions from individuals. Finding 5 was receipt of currency in excess of limitations. With regard to finding 5, receipt of currency in excess of limitations, the committee's response only partially addressed the issue. We calculated that $41,410 in anonymous contributions exceeded the limit. The committee calculated that anonymous cash contributions exceeded the limit by $39,570 and made donations of that amount to organizations not related to federal elections. The response did not address $1,840. We recommend that $1,840 be repaid to the U.S. Treasury. And that concludes our presentation.
Is there discussion or questions on the report? I simply wanted to note regarding the excess currency receipt that this is something we see in a number of more or less grassroots campaigns. And as I understand the exercise you went through and the proposition you put to the campaign, I'll start with the problem. When you see a cash deposit in excess of $50, that triggers further scrutiny because of the limit on anonymous contributions. frequently with campaigns that were run similar to the Kucinich campaign, where there appeared to be fundraising going on in small dollar amounts where the candidate was traveling around. The campaigns will say that was simply a pass-the-hat kind of thing at a speech or something of that nature. And as I understand it, if they are able to associate the receipts with a particular event, then that passes the threshold.
That's correct.
And the problem here was that they were aggregating those receipts and they were not keeping any records other than saying, well, we picked it up somewhere. and that in essence was the problem, and that they were unable to resolve that, or at least unable to substantially resolve it.
Yes. So,
okay. Thank you. And I just wanted to note that for my part, while I think this presents a problem for small campaigns, I don't think it's unreasonable to require them to be able to associate the receipts with an event. And if we weren't giving them at least that leeway, I would have some concern. Is there further discussion? Motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the report of the Audit Division on Kucinich for President, Inc. as set forth in Agenda Document 0716 and 0716A.
Don't. 16A is merely the legal analysis, so I will restate the motion as Commissioner Walther has moved approval of the report of the Audit Division on Kucinich for President, Inc., set forth in Agenda Document 0716. All in favor will say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes by the vote of all five commissioners present. Thank you, Mr. Miller.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is the final audit report on LaRouche 2004. Harry O'Brien, Marty Faven from the Audit Division, and the document is submitted late. Commissioner Walther.
Mr. Chairman, I move for the suspension of rules for timely submission of documents to consider Agenda Document 0717.
Commissioner Walther, so moved. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes by the vote of all five commissioners present. Mr. O'Brien.
Yes. Hi. Based on the financial activity reviewed through December of 2006, LaRouche in 2004 did not receive any matching fund payments in excess of the candidate's entitlement. And the second finding we had was stale dated checks. We identified 42 stale dated checks totaling $6,087. And the committee made a repayment to the Treasury for $3,219, and the remainder, they had reissued these checks to the original recipients.
Is there discussion? Mr. Stultz, do you recall how many times Mr. LaRouche has run for president and applied for matching funds?
Every time since the commission started.
And how many times has that resulted in a repayment determination?
Maybe half.
Oh, well, I thought this might be the first time, and I wanted to issue congratulations.
No, I don't think it's the first time, but practice makes perfect.
Is there discussion? Commissioner Turner.
Mr. Chairman, I respectfully move approval of the final audit report for LaRouche 2004 as set out in Agenda Document Number 0717.
Commissioner Turner has moved approval of the final audit report. Is there discussion? If not, all in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes by the vote of all five commissioners present. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is a demonstration of our advisory opinion search system, and we're going to need, I believe, to move and lower the screen.
Thank you.
Did you have a...
smartly.
Okay, and then we just took out the projector. I'd like to welcome everyone to the unveiling of the searchable AO system. And I'd like to say that at the end of the presentation, I'd just like to take a few minutes, and at that time I want to recognize the individuals that have worked on this and made it a success. But first, let's start off. We're at the FEC homepage here, and in the flyout menu, you click on Advisory Opinions, and it will now launch. This is now live. It will now launch the new advisory system homepage. And when you basically get in here, there's about five things we want to talk about on this page very briefly. First of all, let's go to Browse Advisory Opinions by Related Year, and let's click on 2005. If you click on any one of these years, it's going to open up the advisory opinions for those particular years and all the related documents associated with those AOs. And we're going to kind of, now some of you may want to play with this later today, but we're just going to kind of go through quickly and show some of the highlights. Let's go back to the basic search page. On the next item down, if you click on that, the pending advisory opinion requests. Let's open that, and we should have, oh, we do have three. Good. So here are the pending advisory opinions that we have before us at this time. Let's go back. Now, if we scroll down to the bottom, right now we're back 10 years on this new system. If you want to search advisory opinions that are older than that, you would click on this bottom link, and you would search in the old advisory opinion system. Over the next several months, there's teams of several people that will be working to get the balance of the 20 years that we have on the old system onto the new system. And we'll be working expeditiously on that so we can get that up to speed as quickly as possible. Let's go up to the, see the little question marks that you have. Because this search system actually has a tremendous amount of power in it, there's a lot of help in here because there's a lot of additional advanced search technology and terms that you'll need to become familiar with. But if you click on that question mark, it's context sensitive and it will bring you up to the specific item of where you are and give you help on that particular item. Let's go ahead and close that window. Now let's do a search. I think everyone is familiar with the Senator Obama, so we're just going to type in his last name and let's see if we have any advisory opinions for him that have come up. Well, there we go. Now, if you notice here with this particular advisory opinion, there's two sections. The first sentence basically is a summary of what that advisory opinion is about. And then the second area where you have the text that is bold and in italics is basically where you start to see the first references of the name that you have just searched upon. And so that comes up in a nice summary for every AO that you search on. Now, let's get to the exciting stuff. Let's go ahead and open up this particular AO. When this opens up, this brings up basically the split screen technology that was developed for this particular application. On the right hand side is the document that you just clicked on. In this case, it's the final AO. On the left hand side is basically, there's five areas. Starting at the top, we have the date that it was issued. If you come down to the next one, you have all of the related documents that historically led up to the result of the final AO. And you could click on any one of those, then on the right-hand side of the page, that document would open up as well. If there's any AOs citing this AO, they would be there. I don't think there's any out there yet, but you'd be able to bring up those AOs. Then we have the summary section. Then down at the bottom of the left-hand side of the screen, you have the entities, the name, the role, and the type. Let's go over to the right-hand side of the page, because now you can actually search to see if we're going to type in that field the word Obama, and we're going to see if his name actually appears. And there it is. It came up in the very second sentence. And you can just click and continue to find each reference of the word Obama in that PDF document. Now, when we executed this, opened up a new window. So what we're going to do now is we're going to close this window to go back to our search. Now let's take a few minutes and jump over to our advanced search. So let's go ahead and click on that button. Now with the advanced search, the first thing that we're going to search on is BCRA. So let's go ahead and type in BCRA, and let's go down, and we're going to... Let's go back and do that. Okay. So we should have, scroll down to the bottom, let's see how many we have. We have 48 matches. 10 matches are brought up per page, and then you can basically search through that. And you can actually sort that. If we go back to the top, we can see the buttons at the top. We can click on reverse chronological order, and it will sort everything automatically for you. So you have three capabilities to sort at the top of that page. Now what we want to do is we want to basically go in and we want to refine this search. And now we're going to type in, notice that Patricia's typing in the word "and." That has to be capitalized. And then she's going to type in the word electioneering. And we're going to see where the word BCRA and electioneering appear together in any AOs. So we bring up that page and that result, and that should bring up 13 matches. So when we added that extra word, it went basically from 48 matches to 13 matches. As we continue on, let's now go to a new advanced search. And here what we want to do is we're going to type in Commissioner Mason's name. We're going to type in Mason. And you see these boxes underneath here. We're going to click on the top left-hand two and the bottom right-hand two. And we want to basically search now where we find the word Mason in any of those documents. So here's basically, and see how many do we have there? 54 matches. Now what we want to do is, now that we've brought that up and we have this particular information, we want to go back and let's go ahead and refine the search. And at this point, we want to now click on AOs and documents. And this is going to be interesting because this is going to show you a different view. And we want now to be able to search on all of the AOs and documents related to Mason. Let's go ahead and we're going to type in a year range. We're going to type in January 1st, 2006 as an after date and 2007, January 1st as a before date. Let's go ahead and search on that. And we have 11 matches. Now scroll down, as we scroll down a bit, you notice that the word Mason may not appear in the final AO, but it may appear in the supporting documents related to that AO, as is in the case here. And so if you were to click on any one of these PDF files, it would open up that split screen again, and you would be back to the point where you could be doing your research and find that particular word that you were looking for in those documents. So this is another view that you have as far as the research that that you can do. Now what we want to do is let's go ahead and do a new advanced search. And here we actually want to just search at the bottom of the page. If we scroll all the way down, let's say that you want to search for a specific type of requester. And we're going to search for basically party committee, state or local. This is if you want to see in any AO, any AO out there where party committee, state or locals have as referenced in that AO. And it brings up that information for you, and we have 44 matches. Then if you wanted to go back and refine the search and narrow it down, you can do that. Let's go back to the very first page, our basic search page. We have gone through this very, very quickly. One of the things that we would encourage you to do is that you take some time through an education process. We're going to be offering education internal. Also, we're going to be outreaching to the community to offer education on how to use this system. The searches that we did here today are very, really simple and very basic, but there's a tremendous amount of more power in this that you can use with all the Boolean operators and everything else, and we don't want to spend time on that today. But we would encourage you to basically play with it, and I'm sure that we'll get a lot of suggestions over the next several weeks and months to come for enhancements, and we look forward to that. Let me just take a minute, and also a bit of a caveat is our manufacturer that we ordered the server from, the server was delayed for 3 weeks, so this is running on an older server right now. So if you find over the next 2 weeks until we get the new server in, if it's a bit slow, be patient with us. It will be much, much faster. Today it's running well, but I don't think anyone's on it yet because they haven't discovered it yet. But be patient with us over the next few weeks as we take care of that. Let me just take a minute to recognize Richard Yule and Jennifer Boyd, who are the project managers on this endeavor. And they had a tremendous task to work with all of the business owners, all the stakeholders, to make sure that we kept within scope, within cost, and within budget. And I'd just like to thank both of them for the hard work that they both did. I'd also like to thank the commissioners, Commissioner Toner, for having the vision while you were chairman to bring this to our attention and to move down this path. And also the continued support that we've received from Chairman Lenhart and Vice Chairman Mason and all of the respective staffs that have played such a key role in all of this organization, from the staff director's office and information and public records. And it's been a total team effort to be able to get all of this on schedule and up here, and we're just very, very excited about it and the work that we have ahead of us to improve it. And we already have a list of ideas. As we're going through this, we said, oh, we should have done this and we should have done that. So we're going to want your feedback and expect it, and we will do the best we can to be able to make the modifications and improve it even better for what it is now. Any questions? All right, thank you very much.
I'd like to thank you, Mr. Palmer, and Mr. Yule, and Ms. Boyd for the hard work on this. I know from the involvement of my own staff that the whole team was very goal and deadline driven on this, and as intimated with the problems in the server, I know there were a number of barriers where it may have felt like it wasn't going to get done on time. And so I especially appreciate that not only was this done appears to have been done very well, but was done timely. Madam Staff Director, are there any routine administrative items?
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. This is hardly routine. I also want to echo my appreciation to the staff for the outstanding work on the searchable AO. It really is a very exciting initiative, and glad to see its unveiling here this morning. Mr. Palmer mentioned that we're going to be having outreach opportunities for folks outside of the agency to get training, and we actually have our first such session scheduled for Wednesday, April the 11th, 2007, here at the Federal Election Commission in our public records office at 10 a.m. And it's an opportunity for those who are interested to get one-on-one help on using all of the exciting features of this new system. For more information, individuals who are interested may email us at conferences@fec.gov. Alternatively, call the FEC Information Division toll-free at 1-800-424-9530, option 6. Thank you.
And I believe we have a hearing next week.
Oh. Trying not to remember that. I haven't been prepped yet. Yes, we're going to talk about electronic filing for the Senate for the Senate Rules Committee hearing tentatively scheduled for next Wednesday, and I will be giving brief testimony at that hearing.
If there's no further, Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Ms. Fetcher. I just want to note, Alec alluded to this. Well, the first is I want to note that every time Alec talks at one of these meetings, he gets applause. We never get applause. But Alec did allude to this, but I do think that it is it's fitting that on Commissioner Toner's last day at the table that we should be unveiling this program, because it really was his idea and his initiative during his chairmanship. So I'm pleased we were able to get this done before he left us.
There are no further items of business. This meeting is adjourned.